Hare Krishna. I have an interesting question today from Gornitai Das here in Hungary, and basically he's asking that illustrations, pictures, drawings, paintings that devotees draw, paint, is there Krishna consciousness a factor that influences how much those who see these illustrations will be able to be inspired in Krishna consciousness to see Krishna. He asks, is devotion more important or is artistic ability more important? And of course the answer is artistic ability is subordinate to devotion. The most important thing is that devotion should be there. And if both are there, then that's ideal in any venture, in any activity that we perform. And this question is relevant and is very good, because particularly now that we're working on Najma Vrajamahya, we have so many pictures, and that has been over the years. Policy always that artists need to really represent the values of Krishna consciousness. Firstly, so that Krishna himself will manifest, will reciprocate. Krishna says, Bhaktya Mama Vijanati. So, only by devotion am I known. In other words, if devotees are going to want to depict Krishna and to draw Krishna, to know Krishna, they need to be Krishna conscious. And then, jayajitamam prapadyante. And then, according to one's Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will reciprocate or manifest himself. So in a picture, Krishna, spiritual world, Krishna's associates, pastimes, and so on, these will manifest to the proportion of someone's Krishna consciousness. If someone is not Krishna conscious at all, then you have a real problem. Then obviously Krishna will not be present. You may have something that looks like Krishna or represents Krishna, but may not be Krishna at all. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for instance, in terms of chanting the holy name, he says, Nama Kora Nahi Hoy, Nama Bahir Hoy. He says the name Krishna that you may be chanting may not be the name of Krishna at all. In other words, if you're chanting offensively, then even though you may be saying the same letters and the same syllables, and it may appear the same or sound the same, but Krishna is not contained within that sound vibration, because Bhaktya Mama Vijanati, because there's no appropriate bhakti, there's no corresponding devotion. We know well that Srila Prabhupada, for instance, emphasized that it was more important that someone not necessarily be a good musician, but that he actually be a good devotee in order to make inspire others and make the sound vibration of Krishna really prevalent. I've mentioned this topic before about Shabda or Shabda Brahma, that it's not just words, but it's actually a transcendental sound vibration that is contained within the words themselves, that manifest in the words or don't manifest in the words. Indeed, one could even say that this Shabda, or more clearly even the principle of pure devotional service, is also manifest within painting, or it's manifest within dancing, or it's manifest within cooking, it manifests within movements. A really graphic example of that, for instance, is Srila Prabhupada. Devotees who've seen Prabhupada directly or seen videos of Srila Prabhupada knows how Srila Prabhupada moved. How did he move? Some people say Prabhupada moved in a very aristocratic way. Well, he did. He was moving in an aristocratic way, but was he moving in an aristocratic way or was he moving in a devotional way, which is aristocratic? And was he also an aristocrat? So the real truth is, at least my understanding is, that Srila Prabhupada was moving in a very devotional way. Every act that he performed was an act of pure devotional service. Therefore, it communicated pure devotional service to others, and people were very impressed. Even ordinary people were very impressed when they met Srila Prabhupada, because what they saw of Prabhupada, even without so much hearing him, communicated to them a new type of experience, a new type of energy. Movement. If you're moving for sense gratification, then you invoke the mode of passion. If you're moving without any purpose, then you invoke the mode of ignorance. If you move for your own betterment, you invoke the mode of goodness. And if you move to please Krishna, then you invoke transcendental potency. So, in the same way, and that becomes visible to others and it affects others as well. So in the same way that Srila Prabhupada moved, in the same way we have the experience of how Srila Prabhupada cooked. When Prabhupada cooked, there was this extraordinary flavor in what Prabhupada was cooking. What was that? That was devotional service. Prabhupada put in devotion. His devotion, his bhakti, was present within that prasadam. And first it was present within the bhoga, and when that bhoga was offered to Krishna, and Krishna was very greedy to taste that, and therefore Krishna's reciprocation with that, or Krishna pela, Krishna's the touch of Krishna's lips was on that prasadam, because Krishna himself was reciprocating with Krishna's Srila Prabhupada's unlimited pure devotional service. Same thing when we chant Hare Krishna. So when we chant Hare Krishna according to the Krishna consciousness of the devotee, then the sound vibration, then Krishna is present, and it has a different effect on another person's heart. So also when we're painting and we're drawing, is it more important to be a good artist or to be a good devotee? It's more important to be a good devotee. The best is that you're a good devotee and a good artist at the same time. So that the good artists are good devotees. Let's put it that way. Because to the degree that you're Krishna conscious, to that degree Krishna will manifest himself on that canvas. To the degree that the viewer is Krishna conscious, also to that degree he'll be able to perceive Krishna there. But in any case, Krishna is there to be perceived. Whereas even sometimes you may see that. I've seen that, for instance, in pictures. There are devotees sometimes who have commissioned paintings from people in India who paint nice oil paintings, perhaps you've seen these, but they're very flat. The whole, what's being communicated, what you're seeing, is really flat. It's like something's missing. And what is missing is just that. Krishna consciousness is missing from that picture. So even though Krishna may be very nicely drawn, and there may be a lot of nice technique, but there's something very seriously missing, and it's the bhakti that's missing. And therefore Krishna's presence is also really missing. So this ability to transmit Krishna on the basis of invoking his spiritual potency, devotional potency, is a very important thing, and it's something to be borne in mind in all activities that we perform, whether it be painting or drawing or dancing or singing or walking or whatever we do, bhakti comes out. And if we do everything with devotion, then we're able to actually communicate that devotion to others. We live in an age of communication. So for Krishna consciousness, our business is also to communicate, and we're not just communicating information, but we're actually communicating bhakti, devotion. And whatever we do, when we do bhaktyama, mabhijanati, when we do things with devotion, then we're also going to communicate that devotion to others, and that's what preaching is. So you may not even be talking, but if the way that you're cleaning your home, the way you're taking care of your children, the way that your house is decorated and it appears, even the way that you drive a car, there may be both Krishna conscious and non-Krishna conscious ways of doing it, and it has an effect. It communicates to others. Driving a car, and I'll conclude with that, because I've seen so often devotees, for instance, driving in a very impolite way, and they're sitting in the car and people notice that. On the other hand, they would also notice if devotees are extraordinarily polite. So when devotees are not polite when they're driving, when they're passionate and think that everyone else is very insignificant by comparison to them, then people get a bad impression, and it becomes bad preaching. When we're very careful and patient and drive carefully very courteous, and people notice that, oh yes, this Hare Krishna is very nice, then immediately they are preached to, they get the benefit of devotional service, they're inspired. So, thank you for that question, and more tomorrow. Hare Krishna.